disturb me from my slumber. I am the Eternal Dragon. Now make your first wish. Your wish has been granted. Here is your host, Tim Bridgewater. Happy Halloween.
What is up, everyone? Happy Halloween to you. You are listening to episode 84 of Rock the Dragon, a Dragon Ball Super podcast. I'm your host, Tim Bridgewater. I'm back. We've had a little bit of a crazy sort of delay as I've been going out of town. It seems like every other week for the past couple weeks. I'm now back. I'm finally getting around to recording episode 84 of the podcast. I realize now episode 85 of Dragon Ball Super is now out. So don't worry, I'll be covering that one too. As always, it'll just come in a few days from now, and then we'll kind of slowly but surely get ourselves back on track. Yeah, I made it back safe and sound. For those of you who are wondering what's going on, I went to Las Vegas for work, believe it or not. Officially, it was for work. Okay, and when I went to Miami, that was also for work. When I went to Los Angeles, San Diego, that was also for work, but it wasn't my job. It was some of the things that I do on the side, just as sort of an entertainer, personality, whatever you want to call me. But yeah, so there's been a lot of travel in the past 2 months, and I am so tired. I am still tired. I went to Vegas, 90% work, 10% play, but we played pretty hard because it is Vegas, okay? So I'm still really tired. I got back probably about 3 days ago. I've been doing nothing but sleeping since. I slept all weekend. So yes, if you, the answer to your question is, you know, I've been talking about it for the past couple weeks. What am I going to dress up as for the Halloween this year? Now, Halloween isn't until next week, obviously, or this upcoming week. But most of the parties and things like that typically happen the weekend before, you know, because who wants to go out on a Wednesday night, I guess, and party all night? So people typically have their parties and sort of shindigs on the weekends before. So that's when everything happened. Basically, last night, the 27th, there were several parties I was invited to. There were, of course, a lot of sort of events going on in downtown Baton Rouge with costume contests and all these things. And me and I mentioned this before, me and a friend of mine were talking about doing a duo sort of costume. It's safe for me to say now that none of that happened. And I knew it wasn't going to happen. I had a feeling it wasn't going to happen. For one thing, that costume would have taken a good bit of effort to make, and we just kept running out of time. And I was counting it down every week, and I had a strong feeling we weren't going to do it. And we ended up not doing it. But since we didn't do it, I guess I can tell you guys what it was. We're going to do a drone, okay? Like a, you know, a remote control drone, like that you would have a camera on, a video camera. And I was going to be the controller, the remote control, and my friend Coffee was going to be the drone itself. And we were going to kind of sort of choreograph these movements. And it was kind of a cool idea, and I think it could have come out pretty well had we had time to do it, but we just didn't have time. I mean, I was going out of town too much, and he was going out of town, and just we both got lazy, and it just didn't happen. But not only did that not happen, I actually didn't do anything at all this weekend, which I don't remember the last time that's happened. I mean, I get really excited about Halloween every year, and I'm usually involved in several different things. I usually have a costume. I did not do a damn thing all weekend. I literally stayed in and watched season 3 of Daredevil all day yesterday. That's it. Okay. So that has been, but look, that I'm happy with that. I'm actually okay with that. You know, like I chose to do that. You know, I had no shortage of options to go and do other things, but I just wasn't into it this year. You know, I've been so tired and exhausted, and I didn't have time to really put any effort into a costume. And I thought about using older costumes, and I thought about doing, you know, just some kind of quick sort of costume sort of thing. But it just doesn't work like that for me, right? If I can't do something really cool, then I just rather not do anything at all. And I'm also not the kind of person to show up at a costume party without a costume. So I'd rather just not go, right? I'd rather not go than be that one lame ass person at the party who's not wearing a costume, because there's always at least one of those people. And I'm determined to never be that dude. And if you were that guy this year, hey, get your shit together for next year. okay? Because people will be talking about you behind your back. But yeah, so I didn't do anything, and I feel bad because, you know, I had a some really close friends of mine had a party that they have every year, and I don't think I'm going every year, but I went last year. And I thought I was going to be to make it today, but it came down to the wire. You know, it was literally the day of. I was still deciding if I was going to go or not. And then I just decided not to go. I mean, I'm one of those people that when I go out of town for a while and I have a DVR full of shows, I look forward to getting home and watching them, you know. So I was just like watching Daredevil all day and catching up on some of my other shows that I missed. And I'm all right with that. I'm content with that. You know, I'm all right. Now, it's not over yet, right? Halloween is still in a couple days. There's a possibility there will be some sort of costume party thing at my job. And if we do that, then I'll dress up. So then I'll still get an opportunity to wear something. And if it's something cool, then I'll share a photo with you guys. But anyway, so that is what I've been up to. I've been to Las Vegas and I've been watching Daredevil, which I really enjoyed. I don't know if anyone's had an opportunity to watch season 3 of Daredevil yet. It was awesome. I thought it was awesome. Daredevil continues to be, in my opinion, the best of the Marvel Netflix shows. Okay. And I really enjoyed season 2 of Luke Cage. I wasn't crazy about season 1, but I really liked season 2. What are we on? Season 3 of Jessica Jones now? Or is it season 2? I forget. Whichever one came out this year, I thought it was okay. I mean, it was fine. Iron Fist season 2. Man, Iron Fist season 1 was the worst. Iron Fist season 2 was slightly better. Not majorly in any sort of way. And then, of course, there was The Punisher, which I couldn't even finish. Which is is weird to say that. But I got about 7 episodes into The Punisher, and I just couldn't finish. So I don't know. I think I'm going to go back to it, though. It just was really boring. It was really slow-paced. And you would think The Punisher would be the most, you know, exciting one of all. But no, it's always been Daredevil to me. And this season didn't disappoint as well. So, yeah, I won't go on any spoilers or anything on that because it's only been out for a couple days. But, yeah, go watch Daredevil season 3. You know, don't binge watch it like I did in the span of a day. But go watch it. Okay. So, yeah, I just want to spend a couple minutes getting everybody caught up on what I've been doing for the past couple weeks. And now we're going to try to get ourselves back on track with some Dragon Ball Super talk, right? So the first thing I want to do is remind you guys that I do have a Facebook page, facebook.com/rockthedragonpodcast. Head over to that page, give it a like, find the YouTube channel. It's there. I'm working on some pretty cool stuff. Don't worry. It's still coming. It's taking a bit, but it'll be worth the wait, I hope. And also, of course, if you have any emails you want to write and you want to send in for our email segment called What Are You Saying? You can send me an email at rockthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. With that being said, I do have an email here that I'm going to read. This email is from Ricky. Ricky, longtime listener. Good to hear from you again. This email does kind of pertain to this episode of the podcast. And normally, I'm sorry, this episode of Dragon Ball Super. So normally I read those after the fact, but it doesn't go into much detail, so I'll just kind of read it now. Ricky writes and says, I am over the moon stoked to see Krillin, who has been a long time punching bag of the Dragon Ball franchise, getting his confidence back to get into the ring one more time. And in here he quotes Krillin, that was so awesome I can't stop shaking. And says, neither can I, Krillin, neither can I. And also Ricky says, also, Tim, I don't know if it's just me or my phone or a bigger issue, but your podcast stopped populating new episodes on Google Music after episode 80. I've noticed a few other podcasts have stopped also. Might be nothing or it might be worth looking into. Ricky, thanks so much for writing in. Yeah, we'll get more into this in a minute, but pretty exciting episode for Krillin. They've been sort of working into getting him, making him relevant again, which I like. But yeah, once again, we'll get more to that in a minute. You know what? You're the second person to write in about the Google Play, Google Music sort of thing. I think Corey also wrote in a couple weeks back and said that for him, the episodes weren't updating anymore on Google Music. So it's very tricky, right? Because when I go to it, the link that I have for the podcast, all the episodes are there. So it's hard to tell exactly what the problem is because it wasn't updating for Corey. It's not updating for you, but for me, it's there. So what I did was I sent you the direct link that I have. So I'll be interested to see what happens whenever you go to that link. Now, if you log into your Gmail account and it's still not there, then I think that's, I'm not sure how to fix that. I mean, if anyone else other than Ricky and Corey are having this problem, let me know. RockTheDragonPodcast@gmail.com. Because if it's a ton of you guys, then I need to contact Google somehow to look into it. It's because as far as I know, it's updating properly on all of the other outlets. iTunes seems fine. Stitcher seems fine. TuneIn seems fine. And remember, there are always other options as well. So if you, by some chance, you solely use Google Music and you notice that it's not there, the episode isn't there, check one of the other outlets first, because chances are it's up. It's just not, it hasn't updated on Google yet for whatever reason. Because TuneIn and Stitcher are one of those, are those options where you don't really have to have a subscription of any sort, unlike iTunes. You know what I mean? You can just, it's just like a website. You can just kind of go and find the podcast. So if you need to use one of those outlets in the meantime, remember, you can always do that. But always, of course, continue to let me know if you're having problems with the podcast on any of these outlets, and I'll look into it. But for right now, I'm, you know, everything's there when I look at it, so I'm not sure what to say about that. But if anyone else is having that problem, let me know and see, and maybe I need to escalate this thing. Okay, so enough about that. With that being said, let's jump on over to the episode talk of for this week. Of course, this episode of Rock the Dragon Podcast, episode 84, is going to cover episode 84 of Dragon Ball Super, titled Goku the Talent Scout, Recruit Krillin and Android 18. So this is something that I'm kind of excited that they're doing, right? Because I this is what I was hoping for. I was hoping that we would get a couple of episodes between the Zeno Expo and the start of the Tournament of Power, where they're actually going around recruiting the rest of the team, maybe training a little bit, figuring things out, working on strategy, etc. And it seems like they're doing that. So that's pretty exciting. I do have to point this out, and this is just a small sort of nitpick, and it's not anything new to Dragon Ball Super. This is very common across all animation, okay? All TV series, long form animated series. But, you know, we just recently got this, you know, beginning with episode 77, we got this new Dragon Ball Super opening, the theme, as well as the new animations and everything. And it just didn't take them long at all to just cut it in half. You know what I mean? Like, they released this incredible song and this incredible opening sequence, and then you see it for like two episodes, and then they just chop it down to like 15 seconds. It's like, I'm sure there's a practical reason for why they do that, but it just seems like such a waste, right? It seems like such a waste to just make all of that shit, but then you only get to see like 20 seconds of it from that point on. You know, because I was just watching the opening sequence and I'm like, man, I really love this song. But then they just skip all the verses now and go straight to the chorus, you know, and the verses were pretty cool. So, yeah, that's just kind of a nitpick. I'm just like, gosh, man, like, now you got to go to YouTube or something if you just want to see the entire freaking opening sequence. Nitpick. All right. OK, so the episode pretty much just takes it right where the previous one left off at. The last thing we saw is that Goku was pretty much saying goodbye to everybody as he was going to take off into the sky to go find Krillin. That's where the episode ended. And then the next one starts with him basically in the sky on his way. But then Gohan just kind of comes up and catches up with him and decides to go along with him. And he's mentioning about how fast he is and how he can't keep up. And Goku is saying that he's just excited to have Krillin on the team. So meanwhile, what's Krillin up to? Apparently beating the shit out of criminals. Throwing him into walls and stuff. So yeah, we transition over to Krillin. Remember, Krillin is now a police officer who's just out there just tossing dudes through walls. And we kind of get sort of this montage of him just kind of doing his job. You know, he's just kind of like saving people and just kind of being a badass cop and rescuing cats and trees and just busting people up and all that kind of stuff. So basically, Goku and Gohan show up, which they just kind of hover out of the sky. And I forget, right? it gets a little hard to kind of remember exactly what the regular citizens of this world are aware of in terms of what people can do. Because you would think by now they would know that people can fly, but I always forget, right? Because there have been times where their memories have been wiped and erased and shit. So I forget what people know of as normal in this world now, but they didn't seem to be too surprised when Gohan and Goku just kind of floated down from the sky. Now, maybe no one saw him. I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of hard to remember the rules of all that kind of stuff because yeah, there was like Cell and all of that, but how much do they remember that? Did they erase their memories? No, I don't think they did, but they did erase their memories of Boo, though, I think, right? Once again, it's confusing. I probably shouldn't even brought it up because it's hard to remember some of that stuff. I feel like my voice is a little hoarse this episode. I hope it doesn't sound too bad. So yeah, they basically say what's up to Krillin. He's like, hey guys, what are you doing here? And then we kind of cut to this scene of they're all at Krillin's house. 18 and Marin are there. Goku and Gohan basically quickly gave Krillin the sort of summary of what the Tournament of Power is going to be. So he's just kind of running down everything that he knows about it. There's no flying, can't use weapons. It's Battle Royale. You know, however many, teams of 10, eight teams of 10, just kind of running down all the details of it to make sure he just kind of understands everything. Now, I mean, he's basically saying it doesn't take much convincing here for him to do it, but he's also a little bit wary about, well, you know, my first time getting back into fighting again, and I immediately joined this sort of cosmic tournament. But 18 is saying that you should just do it because you spent all this money on this home gym, which I've never thought about these characters needing traditional workout methods, you know? So I think it's kind of weird that Krillin has a home gym. It's like those guys should be so strong to where those weights don't mean shit. But maybe Krillin has gotten so weak that he needs to kind of start back from the beginning or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just meant to be funny. But then they also tell 18, it's like, you know, we could use you too. We actually would like you to join too. But they're not telling her the entire truth because she's wondering, why do you need me so badly? You know, because if it's just, you know, a tournament or whatever, then why do you need me? So they're obviously still keeping it a secret from everybody that if they don't win the Tournament of Power, the entire universe is going to be wiped out. Because Gohan doesn't want to worry anybody. But at the same time, it's like maybe that'll make people take it more seriously. So I don't know. It's a hard question to answer. You know, is it better to have people not freak out, or is it better that they know what's at stake so they can give it their all? I mean, it's safe to assume they're going to give it their all regardless. But I don't know. I think it'll happen at some point. I think somehow they will find out that their survival is on the line in this tournament. But in the meantime, you know, while trying to convince 18 to take part, Goku is just kind of coming up with these excuses saying that, you know, it's for money, you know, 10 million zenny per person, which I mean, it's just so funny how important money is to these characters in this world when they can just have whatever the hell they want. Like, I mean, they're so strong to where like you can literally just go like build a house with your bare hands. Probably in like 40 seconds, whatever house you want, because you're that strong and that fast. Or just ask Bulma. Bulma will buy you whatever the hell you want. She'll give you a capsule that turns into an entire house. So money is a strange motivation for characters in this world, I think. It's the super powered ones, but whatever. But yeah, so 18 basically says, hey, 10 million zenny, that's my number, I'm in. Krillin says, I'm in. But Gohan says, before we get to that point, there's a couple things we need to check out first. So we cut to this scene with on the rocks. It's pretty exciting, right? Anytime we see these characters standing out on top of these rocks in the water, we know some shit's about to go down. So basically, Gohan just wants to try to test Krillin out to see. Because he remember, like he and Goku had that sort of image training in their minds where Krillin was wiped out. So he's just having some doubts, and there's been sort of this talk on the side that Krillin has these new abilities as he hasn't really shown anyone. So they just kind of want to assess his current level to see if he could stand a chance in the tournament. So we get some pretty cool shots. We get some pretty cool shots of Gohan just kind of looking down on Krillin and Krillin looking up at Gohan. And Gohan even says something that just, he makes a comment that's something like, "From what I've seen of Krillin, I doubt he'll be able to help our team much." And I was like, damn, I can't believe you just said that about Krillin, man. I mean, it's been a while, right? It's been a while. It's like, but you know. But yeah, so, but of course, Krillin has been training and no one's really seeing sort of the results of his training yet. So it's kind of a cool moment. And we get to see Goku and Android 18 and Marin just kind of sitting on the sideline. Android 18 is still kind of figuring out that there's something more to this because Goku can't keep his lies straight. But, you know, he does enough to sort of distract her for the time being. So Gohan and Krillin are essentially just about to launch into a quick little battle. And Marin is kind of yelling, "Oh, go get him, daddy." And Gohan's distracted by it. And this is where it jumps off at. Krillin kind of jumps in and says, "You distracted very easily." And he also says, "Hell, what's the point of any of this if you're going to pull your punches?" You know, just sort of alluding to the fact that Gohan may not be giving it his all. But of course he's not giving it his all. If he's giving it his all, he would have powered up to Super Saiyan 2 from the start, right? So I don't... When they do that kind of stuff, I'm just like, well, obviously he's not trying to kill you, man. Why would he go all the way? But so one of the first things that Krillin does is kind of flies up to the sky and does a solar flare. Okay. But it's not just any solar flare. This is a substantially bigger, more powerful, more bright solar flare. So the idea here is that this is one of his techniques that he has been sort of fine tuning. And now he's found a way to sort of enhance it times 10. And it works. He gets the drop on Gohan, kind of kicks him in the butt a couple times, and basically gives him sort of a ring out. Oh, it's 100 times. Sorry, it's 100 times solar flare. Yeah, so that's pretty badass. Now, my only thing is that they look at this as being sort of a successful test of Krillin's abilities and how he would fare in the Tournament of Power, because everyone at this point is aware of the rules of the Tournament of Power, right? So I was on the impression that they're doing these tests to see how he would fare in the Tournament of Power. Now, so if we're basing what just happened on what the rules are in the Tournament of Power, then this wasn't a fair test because for one thing, you can't fly in a Tournament of Power. Okay. Krillin flew when he did the solar flare. So he would have been eliminated right then just for flight, right? Number two, I don't know much about the Null Realm, but I'm going to assume there's no sun there. So I'm a little bit confused as to what they were trying to gain from this exercise. I mean, look, maybe it was just more about strategy and Krillin learning how to, you know, work around the limits. But at the same time, he didn't, right? Because he flew. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird because I would imagine that he wouldn't be able to do that in the Null Realm. And once again, I don't think there's a sun in the Null Realm. So no flight, no sun. This exercise that he just did wouldn't work there. But yet they're still like, "Oh, good job, Krillin. So you can do, you know," I don't know. A little weird for me, a little weird. But they're saying, "Yeah, so man, good job. You know, you passed Gohan's test, even though it wasn't exactly according based on the rules of the Tournament of Power, but it kind of was, right? Because he considered Gohan damn near hitting that water to be a ring out, right? So it's like they were kind of using the rules, but kind of not. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Anyway, Goku says, "Awesome, but now I want to test you. So now you're going to fight me." Yeah, because Krillin is saying, "Now that that was a success, I passed the test, I guess that makes it official now. I'm in, I'm on the team." But Goku's saying, "Not quite. You got to fight me." So he's saying, "Let's go somewhere else where we can sort of test out our strength." Now, it's a very odd choice that they choose to go to the city. I mean, and then they're like, "Oh, Mr. Satan says we can fight as hard as we want up here." No, you can't. You can't fight as hard as you want because you would destroy every building in that vicinity. Now, they don't do that, but it's just, it's a little weird that they would choose to go to the city to do this, right? I don't know. I'm not trying to complain because it's a good episode. It's just these things that are kind of happening that just don't seem to make any sense like that. Not to mention there's this conversation where Gohan is telling Goku, Dad, you know, if you go too far, I'm going to stop the fight. And it's like, why would he go too far? It's Krillin. Like, he's not going, what do you think he's going to do? You think he's going to kill Krillin? No. And Android 18 is saying, no, wait, we can't do this yet because Krillin's still tired from his fight with Gohan. It's like that fight lasted 12 seconds. Like, how much time do you think he needs to recuperate from that? I don't know. Just like a lot of this dialogue and stuff was just a little bit weird to me. But then they kind of, you know, she's just explaining that she doesn't want, right now everyone's kind of underestimating Krillin, right? And I think that's the point of this, is that people are underestimating Krillin, and we're supposed to see from this episode that he, ever since he started training again, that he's now, you know, better, and he's been working on his technique, and he's more evolved and working on strategy, and he's just become a smarter fighter. So in order for us to buy that, I guess we need the other characters to sort of doubt him a little bit. And Android 18 is saying that, she's saying, I don't want to have to see my husband depressed because he's so outmatched by Goku. But you know, we get everything from this point on is very cool in this episode. It's still a pretty good episode overall, especially this moment. We get a flashback of them as kids and they're kind of giving each other a pound. And then we go back to the present and it's like, this is Goku and Krillin, man. They kind of started all this together. And now they're about to spar for a little bit. But it's all in good fun. And then they make it rain for some reason. I mean, look, I'm not complaining about the rain because I think I've always said that in the Dragon Ball world, it's always sunny, man. Like, it's very, very, very rarely is it nighttime or does it snow or is there any rain or anything else? So, hey, I'm down. But they kind of made it way more dramatic than I think it needed to be with the rain, because once again, this is Goku and Krillin. They're not going to kill each other. We know that. So the fight starts. Krillin launches a couple of destructo discs at Goku. He pretends like he's about to do a solar flare, but then kind of transitions into this other ki blast attack. So he's learned, right? He's learned that he can't go into his next fight doing the exact same thing he did against Gohan, because Goku's already expecting it. So he kind of gets a drop on Goku and just kind of starts unleashing all this power at him, which is really cool. You know, he tries to sort of push Goku off the roof using it. And this is where Ricky's email comes in at. It's like Krillin is being way more confident than ever right now. I mean, just the way he's like, he didn't... When Goku suggested that he and Krillin fight, I was expecting Krillin to do the usual Krillin thing where he's like, I don't know, Goku. You know what I mean? Like, but he didn't. He was like, let's go. And he's like super excited to even be in this. So we've got this sort of reinvigorated Krillin that I think is pretty exciting. So he hides for a quick moment. Goku knows where he is. And, he basically says, is that all you've got? And Krillin says, in a few seconds, you'll see. And that's when the ground beneath Goku falls out from under him in the shape of a circle. And they reveal that when Krillin was tossing all those destructo discs, not all of them were intended to hit Goku. Some of them were intended to cut a hole under him. So once again, this is actually a really good way of just kind of showing how they're going to need to think outside of the box in the Tournament of Power, because it's not just about brute strength. It's not about just beating someone up. Okay, it's a battle royale and you have to knock them out of the ring. So that would have been a very good technique to use. I don't have a problem with this one. The first test against Gohan, once again, he used flight and he used solar flare. I don't think either one of those will be options in the Tournament of Power. But here, this is totally something that could probably work. I mean, I don't know if he could cut a hole under somebody's feet and then fall through the ring in the new realm, the way that ring is set up, but I guess we'll see. But the point of this is to show that he's using his brain. He's using strategy, because everyone would be thinking, you know, it's called the Tournament of Power. You would assume, how would characters like Krillin and maybe Piccolo and, you know, Master Roshi be able to stand a chance in a fight like this? Well, it's not just about strength. Okay, it's also about technique, and as we learn later on in the episode, it's also about teamwork. Okay, so this is just getting us pumped up. It's getting me pumped up for sure. And some of this stuff is what Android 18 is starting to point out. Because she's realizing that, and Gohan says this, there's just such a big gap between them because, of course, Goku powers up the Super Saiyan Blue for no reason. I mean, I don't know why he did that. I guess he's just trying to test Krillin. He's saying that, look, all of that is fine and dandy, but when one of these people that you're fighting just goes to their final form, what are you going to do then? You know? And then that's where the teamwork aspect of things starts to kind of kick in. And Android 18 is kind of the one to point that out, which kind of works, right? Because her and 17 were all about teamwork. I mean, they would jump the shit out of you in a second. They would double team you to death. Ask Gohan. Ask future Gohan about it. Which makes it even more weird, right? That we've got Gohan and Android 18 on the sideline right now talking to one another. When you think about the history of Trunks and the relationship they had in that. To show the alternate future as to what is going on in the present right now is just crazy, right? How different things turned out. But he's saying that, you know what? We can both unleash a massive Kamehameha wave at one another because that's what we can do. So we get this really cool scene where they both power up and they both charge them up and launch them at each other at the same time. And we all know that Krillin's, his energy wave isn't going to stand a chance against Goku's, but he still tries to do it. And at the last possible second when he's about to get sort of overwhelmed by it, Android 18 flies in and just kind of knocks it out of the way. And this is the cool moment. This is a cool moment where he's sitting there and his hands are shaking and he's like, I can't stop shaking. That was awesome. I mean, this is a new Krillin, right? Because, you know, he's shaking, but he's so excited about the thrill of it that it's getting him pumped up. You know, he's kind of almost becoming more like Goku now in some of these moments. Then he asks 18, you know, why'd you jump in? You know, why did you stop the fight? She says, I didn't stop the fight. Something that we're not focusing on here is that this is a battle royale. So teamwork and working together is just as important, or even more important, than fighting one-on-one and being stronger than your opponent, because it's not about brute strength. You know, so in a moment like this where you get overwhelmed, I'll back you up. And that's when we get this cool husband-wife sort of shot where they're ready to take on Goku, and he's saying, hey, if you want to make it fair, you can bring Gohan in too. But then Goku says that's enough. He says, you know, I've learned a lot just from this fight with you guys. You know, I haven't been focusing on teamwork as much as I should, because imagine had he just gone into it thinking, you know, every man for himself, then you lose this whole sort of advantage you can have if you just think about things in terms of teamwork. And he also says he can learn a lot from Gohan. So everyone kind of learns something throughout all of this. I think Gohan learned something about himself. He learned something about, he has the strength in a lot of ways, but not the experience. Krillin has the experience, not necessarily the strength, but, you know, experience goes a long way. 18 learned that teamwork is something that's going to be very important throughout this thing. And I think Goku also learned that it's not just about brute strength. It's also about teamwork, strategy, etc. So they're all kind of learning stuff. These techniques and qualities that hopefully they will implement into their strategy in a tournament of power. Now, of course, we got to build the rest of the team. And we'll see how that works out. Now, speaking of building the rest of the team, Goku asks, hey, 18, do you know where we can find 17? And she's like, are you kidding? Are you serious? And he's like, yeah, I mean, he's very strong, right? I mean, we need him too. And she says the last time she talked to him, he was at some animal sanctuary, but they don't know where they could find him. So then they say, well, we could go to Dende. You know, we forgot about Dende. You know, he could actually locate anyone on the planet. And I said this out loud when watching the episode. You guys forgot about Dende, and so did the writers, because no one's brought up Dende in forever. But hey, now's the time, right? You got a perfect opportunity to bring in one of the other characters in a very cool way, a useful way, then do it. So it stands to reason that they're going to go to Dende, ask for Dende's help finding Android 17. We do get these little glimpses and flashes of Android 17. And as well as the Null Realm, which once again does not look like there is a sun there. So I don't see the solar flare working in the Null Realm. But I guess we'll see. That's pretty much where the episode ends. And we get this new outro sequence. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but this is, they switch them up every now and then. And this is really like mainstream, like pop dance song playing in the outro credits, which is fine. But yeah, it's all still pretty badass. So I can't hate on it. Anyway, that does it, guys. So what do you think about that? What are you saying? Send me an email at rockthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. A little bit of a quicker conversation here this episode. It just wasn't a lot to kind of dissect there. I mean, obviously, it was a pretty good episode. A lot of sort of exploration of techniques and strategy, and we're getting and character development for Krillin. I mean, Ricky mentioned this in his email earlier, is that there's just a whole new level of confidence being shown by Krillin, and they're going to need that going into this this tournament. So it'd be interesting to see what happens when they try to get Android 17 and Roshi and Piccolo, and I hope we spend a couple more episodes exploring them and finding out exactly how they're going to fit into this tournament, how they stand power-wise, how much training is going to happen. I mean, they still have about 38 hours left till it starts. That's plenty of time. you know, they could go into the hyperbolic time chamber. Anything can happen. Actually, I think Vegeta destroyed the hyperbolic time chamber in Super, but I don't know how long it takes to rebuild that stuff. I don't know. But anyway, that's a long time. So they've got a lot of time to get a lot of stuff in. And we've got to revisit these other characters. I mean, they haven't even mentioned Tien yet. According to the opening credits, Tien is very much going to be a part of this team. Okay, no one's even mentioned him yet. So it'd be interesting to see how we get to our full team of 10. And I'm pretty excited about it. So yeah, any questions, concerns, comments about any of that, send me an email at rockthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, if you don't mind, go like the Facebook page and go subscribe to the YouTube channel and leave me a review. I haven't gotten a review since August, I think. I know that's only 2 months, but it feels like forever. So if you've been enjoying the show, by all means, leave me a review on iTunes. 5 stars if you may. And I'd be happy to read it and happy to address it. So, yeah, I'll be back in a couple days with episode 85. I won't make you guys wait a full week for it or anything like that, because I know we're trying to get caught up. So somewhere around Tuesday or Wednesday, be expecting episode 85 to pop up. Once again, if you're having any trouble with Google Play or Google Music, let me know. So far, I've had 2 people to tell me about that. I don't know if it's just them, because Ricky, you did mention that some of the other podcasts you listen to were also having that same problem, so maybe it's just a Google Play issue. But the link that I have has every episode, so it's very tricky. Anyway, guys, so until next time, for Rock the Dragon Podcast, I'm Tim Bridgewater, and I will see you next time.